last Hurricane Sandy 10-minute halacha shiur, and then I know I said the last one was a couple of weeks ago, but now people, Baruch Hashem, are starting to get reimbursed by FEMA and by insurance companies, so the shiur is coming up that they have to give Maaser Kesafim for the checks that they're getting from the insurance companies, from FEMA, let's say from Achiezer. People got checks right away for a couple of $1,000 from Achiezer. Now people are getting more from Achiezer. So I was trying to think, what halacha can we mold it after? I mean, what case in halacha that we find the discussion about can we look at insurance money as? I mean, what kind of profit is that? Is it an investment? Is it like hashavas hanezek? If someone damages you, that they're returning, you know, when they pay you for damages, do we view it as like when something breaks in your house and you have to replace it? Do we view it as tzedakah that you're receiving? How exactly do we view it? And obviously, each of these have different halachas. If let's say an investment. Let's say you view it as an investment. I pay my premiums every month, and the investment is that it pays off when I get the big payoff, right? Like life insurance would probably be viewed as an investment. So the halacha is by an investment. When you buy a stock, certainly if you invest money in something and you make money, obviously you could give my success from an investment. What about Hashavas Gezeilah or Hezek? If let's say someone damaged me and they pay me back. So the Poskim point out the Sefer Chassidim in Oskuf Mem Dalid. Most of my Makoros are from this Sefer Hilchas Maaser Kesafim, beautiful Sefer, all of Maaser Kesafim. So he quotes Sefer Chassidim, Oskuf Mem Dalid, that if Matzah Geneva, Sheganvu Mimena, or Shechziru Lo Sageneva Achash and Siyaj Mimena, somewhat counterintuitive, he says, if let's say after you already had Yeush, they find something that was stolen from you and someone returns it, you have to take Maaser again because it's new Revach. It's considered something new profit that you earned because you gave up on it, so it wasn't yours anymore. And now it's considered a new profit. Similarly, when it comes to Hezek, one would imagine that the same would be true, that it's all Tali and Yeush, that if you gave up hope of ever getting it back, so then you're not going to get it back. He says, he points out in a footnote over here, L'chor tzarech iyun, because we paskin Yeush is not Kona, so the Mamo never left your Rishus. Right? So why is it that it's considered like a Reva Chadash? So he says you have to say that the din of Maaser is not Tali in who owns it, Midine Torah, rather it's Tali in what people consider to be a new prophet versus what people consider to be not a new prophet. So even though technically you always owned it, he thought according to the Sefer Chassidim, it would still be considered a new prophet. If it's considered like replacing a broken item, so then what would the halacha be? Let's say something in my house breaks. And then I decide I'm going to use money, my computer breaks. Computer's worth $500, let's say. Then I decide I need to buy a new one. So I spend $500 buying a new computer. Those $500 that I earned to spend to buy a new computer, do I not need to take Maaser from that money because it's just replacing something that was lost? No, Pashto says you would certainly have to take Maaser from that money, right? Who thought, because I decided I want to go buy a new computer with it. That's for my own. It's, you know, just like I decide I want to buy food or a nicer car or whatever else that I do with my money. You take Maaser from it. Just because my old computer broke and this is what I decided to buy. So Pashto says you would think that for sure. That for sure would be Chayv Maaser if that's the way to view it. The interesting point, though, is that in the Chavos Yair, in Siman Reish Chav Dalet, he writes that if, let's say, a person has a hefsid during a certain time period, so you cheshbon his books. You know, you if a guy, let's say, runs a business, and in his business there were he brought in a net of $1,000, but there was a hefsid of $200. So he made $800. He didn't make $1,000. Right? So anything that if a machine broke in his factory and he has to replace that machine, so that's part of the business's money. So whatever he takes home from the business, what you can't. So if Shlomo Zalman Orbach thought, he quotes in Maaser Kesafim over here, that he thought that the same was true on a personal level. That if you lose something in your house, you could mark that as a loss and therefore subtract it from your earnings for that time period. That your net earnings were less because you but l'chora, that would turn out to be a big chumra also. What if someone gives you a gift that's worth a lot of money? So would you add that to your earnings? Meaning, when you lose stuff, when you lose an object, you're going to say that that's a loss, that's a money loss. So when you gain an object, that should be considered a money gain. So when someone gives you a matana of an object, I think most people can assume not this way, at least when it comes to a matana. Right? People ask me all the time, chas and kali, get married and they have all these gifts, they want to know if they have to give my suksafim. So I thought that assuming that they're not aniyim, that they, you know, they don't need the money for basic sustenance. That for money they should give ma'isuk safim, but for gifts they don't have to cheshbon what the gifts are worth and give ma'isuk safim. I think that's the way we normally assume. So if it's about replacing broken items, not so clear that you could just write it off as non ma'isuk safim related items. If we view it as tzedakah, so what's the halacha by tzedakah? So it's also an interesting halacha. It's a machlokas poskim. There's a Pele Yoetz who says that an ani has to give maaser from tzedakah also. But Rav Sternbach in a tshuva explains that he thinks that if a guy is giving you tzedakah because they think it's going to pay for your food, for some basic needs of yours, and then you turn around and give that money to tzedakah to somebody else, that could be a shail of geneva, that the person is giving it to you, it's like almanas that you're supposed to use it for this. Your grandmother gives you money and says, go buy yourself a jacket with this money. So you're not allowed to go take the money and, you know, give it to tzedakah. Your grandmother gave it to you almanas that you go buy a jacket with it. Right? So if we view the insurance checks as tzedakah, so the insurance company is giving it to us to do with it what we're supposed to do with it. But l'chora, that's really tali on the hakpad of the insurance company. Meaning, if the insurance company were takam makbid about that, then ain't a chinami. We would not be allowed to give ma'aser money from it. But insurance companies are not makbid about it. They don't care what you use the money for. They figure out what they owe you, and then they write you a check, and then that's it. Achiezer is makbid about it, I would assume. They're collecting tzedakah money from people. People are giving them tzedakah. So they want it to be used to support you. They don't want you turning around and using this money for other things. Or let's say when they give, when the government FEMA comes out and they give out blankets and whatever. So someone told me, one of the buildings in Farakwe, the guy I know manages a building in Farakwe, they had come and they're off the back of a tree, they were giving blankets and supplies, and some people were taking these blankets, going over to the projects a few blocks down and selling them. Well, that's not what they're giving them to you for. They're giving them so you could be warm, so that's not okay. You're not allowed to change it for. So l'chora, that would be a nafkamina between achiezer check versus an insurance check. Other factors to keep in mind: let's say if someone has a parnasos bedochek, has a difficult time making a living, doesn't have their basic necessities. So most poskim assume, Rav Sternbach discussed this in Shuvas van Hagos, how exactly you define dochak, meaning a kolol guy, you know, someone. How exactly do you define dochak in Shuvas van Hagos? Some tough kuf samuch, but most poskim assume that if you barely have what you need to live, then you wouldn't give ma'aser anyway. So forgetting about the details of the fact that it's an insurance check, you wouldn't give ma'aser anyway. Certainly when it comes to basic necessities, one certainly has the right to pay for basic necessities before cheshboning whether he can give ma'aser or not. And certainly anything that's used to pay for basic necessities, the poskim write, he quotes from a Tshuvas Minchas Tzvi, Simen Vav, Klei Bate Basisiyim, basic of mekarer, mechonat kvisa, tanur bishul, mitos, things that you would think. Everyone has these things, but nowadays we see people, they need a new boiler, they need a new hot water tank, they need new beds because the beds got destroyed, they need new everything. So these basic necessities, certainly you would money used to pay for that, you would not need to take meiser from such money. So given all of that, that's even if it wasn't from the money wasn't from an insurance company, that was even if it was from your own earnings. Now let's take it back to the insurance company. Let's say you have plenty of money and these your basic necessities are already paid for with money that you had in the bank or whatever, and you're just getting the insurance checks now, and they're giving you whatever they feel that they owe you for because you paid your premiums on time. So do you have to give for insurance? So it may depend what the insurance company is trying to do. I found in the Sefer, if someone's going to write a Sefer all about Ma'aser K'safim, they better have a Sifkatan about insurance, right? So it says over here, Kaspei Hechzer Shemekabel Mecheves HaBituach Avor Hefzer Shenigram Lo Potter MeMaaser. It says Potter from Ma'aser because it's considered Miloy Hefzer. It's considered to be just filling in what you lost as opposed to a new money. Why isn't it like when my computer breaks and I decide to spend $500 on a new computer, I definitely have to take ma'aser from that $500? Yeah, it's because I decided to spend, I could have done anything with that money. Meaning I chose to use the money I'm getting, it's true, the money that the insurance company gives me, I could do, I'm allowed to do anything I want with it, but they're giving it to me dafka because of this hefzid. So it's clearly for the hefzid, and therefore it's pot from ma'aser. However, let's say the money they're giving you is avor tsar shenigram, avor avdan yemei avoda, lost work, tsar that a person is suffering from. Someone told me just recently that they called up FEMA and they said, you know, I was displaced from my house for 2 weeks. There was no electricity, no power. I couldn't be in my house. So they said, what were the costs that you incurred? He said, nothing. I would hopped around from friend to friend. It didn't cost me anything, but it was terribly difficult. And now I have to fix up my house. They said, are you going to have to leave your house again? He says, I could stay in my house, but it's going to be tsar. It's not going to be so easy, but I'm probably going to, because I'd rather that than be somewhere else. So they gave him $4,500 for being, essentially for tsar. So if it's for tsar, then l'chora that you should have to pay ma'aser from. Again, assuming that you have your basic necessities and assuming you're not parnasa b'dochad, assuming you're chayiv ma'aser in the first place. I should have mentioned, just to begin the discussion, the chiv of ma'aser is a three-way mechlokes rishonim, whether it's chiv d'oraisa, chiv d'rabbanan, or a minhag. We pass like the sheet of the Bach in Yerodeh Shin Lamed Aleph, the Chuvas Pnei Yeshua, and Orachayim Shem Beis L'chavis Yor, the Orach HaShulchan, Reish Mem Tes, the Meshav Dover in Yerodeh Seminayin Zayin, that it's a minhag. We pass in, it's a minhag, it's not a daraisa nor a darabanan. And there are many nafkaminas, but one of the more important nafkaminas is when a person can be makel, how big a dochak it has to be for a person to be makel. So it seems, in these cases, in the ruba deruba of the cases, that you would not give maestro money for these types of checks that come in. Okay.